for you today. Well then, I would like to tell you the story of the Faded Fives. One day, Grubby and I were in Boggley Woods picking wild strawberries. I really like strawberries. Do you?
Hey, Teddy, there are lots of strawberries over here.
Oh, good, Grubby. We should be able to fill up the basket with all of these. If you'll stop eating them, that is.
Strawberry picking takes a lot of energy, and I've got to keep my strength up.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Besides, I pick 4 strawberries for every one of yours.
Yeah, Grubby, you're right. I can't keep up with your 8 hands. Better than one, 2 hands are better than one. If you have a job that must be done, 2 hands are better than one.
4 hands are better than 2, 4 hands are better than 2.
If you have a job that you got to do, 4 hands are better than 2. So lend a hand whenever you can.
That's what friends should do.
And it might pay, 'cause then someday you might need help too. 8 hands are better than 4, 8 hands are better than 4.
Seashells at the shore,
to sweep and mop and wax the floor,
speed up shopping at the store.
8 hands are better than 4.
2 hands are better than 1, 2 hands are better than 1. If you have a job that must be done, 2 hands are better than 1.
4 hands are better than 2, 4 hands are better than 2. If you have a job that you got to do, 4 hands are better than 2.
So lend a hand whenever you can.
That's what friends should do.
And it might pay, 'cause then someday
you might need help too. Oh, 8 hands are better than 4, 8 hands are better than 4.
To fix and patch and paint a door,
to do push-ups until you're sore,
to clap your hands and yell for more.
8 hands are better than
4 hands are better than
2 hands are better than 1. Grubby and I were almost finished picking the strawberries. We heard a strange sound. It was the sound of lots of little furry fobs. Hey, fellas, what's going on? You do look a bit dull.
Dull? We're ugly.
Yeah!
Yeah, we've lost all our beautiful color.
Yeah!
We faded. We're gray!
The fobs were very upset. Somehow, they were losing their color. Usually, a fob's fur is very bright orange, or yellow, or blue with bright stripes. But these fobs were very dull. They were gray. Grubby suggested that the fobs were just getting old.
Old? We're not getting old.
You're still young.
I'm only 3.
Grubby, that's not nice.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being old.
Well, Grubby was right, of course, but fobs always have brightly colored fur. Each of them was a slightly different shade. They were pleased with the way they looked, and the way they looked made them feel good inside. But now, they were all starting to look alike. Huh. Did you ever think how it would be if all your friends looked alike? I don't think it would be very interesting. Do you?
Hey, Teddy. I have an idea. Come here, Fob. Now hold it still.
Grubby took some of the strawberries and squeezed them. Then he dipped his finger into the strawberry juice and put some stripes on the fob.
There, how's that? That's a nice bright red.
Hey, that stuff's sticky. Yuck! And I'm starting to draw flies. Shoot, shoot, shoot.
You've probably already guessed that Grubby's idea wasn't too good. Well, the fob said they must leave now. because they had to walk a long way to get some water. But I thought they got their water from Rainbow Falls, just a short distance away. We walked over to Rainbow Falls, and the fobs were right. Not a drop of water anywhere. That gave me an idea. Hey, by any chance, did your fur start to change colors just after Rainbow Falls dried up? As you can see, Rainbow Falls is at the base of a tall mountain. No one could remember the falls ever drying up before, and no one had ever been up there to see where the water comes from. Grubby had another idea.
The only one I know of who's big enough and strong enough to climb up there to see what's wrong is the Woolly Wutzel.
This time, Grubby's idea was a good one. We went to the Woolly Wutzel's house to ask him to help us. Big enough to skip a nap every now and then. We all stood at the bottom of the dried up Rainbow Falls and watched Wooly as he climbed up the side of the mountain and out of sight. We waited for a long time. Then the rainbow colored water started falling. We all had to scatter to get out of the way. The water was all colors, red, yellow, and blue. The fobs began drinking the colored water. The Woolly Wutzel climbed back down.
You were right, Teddy. This big rock was blocking the waterfall.
Woolly's hands were all colors from where he had pulled the rock away and gotten wet. As we watched the fobs drink the water, a strange thing happened. The fob's fur was changing colors. They were turning orange and blue and purple. All kinds of colors.
Look, we're getting our color back.
Yeah!
Hooray!
I'm getting beautiful.
Yeah, thanks, Grubby.
Thank you, Teddy.
Thanks, Wooly.
Well, the fobs were back to the way they were supposed to be, and they were happy about it. And it kind of taught us a lesson. I'll bet there are lots of things that make you proud to be you. I am proud to be me.
I'm very proud to be me.
If I'm the best me that I can be, then I'm proud, so proud to be me.
I'm proud to be me.
And I am proud to be me.
When I look in the mirror and like what I see, then I'm glad, so glad to be me.
I could lose a pound or two.
There are things that make me different than you.
I'm tall.
How about you?
I am proud to be me.
I'm very proud to be me. If I'm the best me that I can be, then I'm proud, so proud to be me.
I'm proud to be me.
And I am glad to be me. When I look in the mirror and like what I see, then I'm glad, so glad to be me. There are things that make me different than you.
I'm wet, I'm pink, I'm
big.
I'm tall.
How about you? We are proud to be we. We're just the best we can be. When we look in the mirror and like what we see, then we're proud and so proud to be. I am so glad to be.